Local underwriting is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees. The SF State MBA, rigorous, real world, respected. Open house schedule and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. 2012 is already shaping up to be a make-or-break year for dreams of high-speed rail in the Golden State. On Tuesday, an independent review panel said those dreams need a dose of reality, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains.
The debate over a high-speed rail system in California will be about money. Supporters argue the $98 billion project is a smart investment of public and private dollars. Critics say it's a high-priced boondoggle. The peer review panel that issued its report Tuesday raises yet another dollars and cents question.
We just can't see where that money is coming from.
Will Kempton is chairman of the high-speed rail peer review group.
We see a risk to the state of moving ahead on a plan that doesn't have a credible source of adequate funding to get it to a point where we think it can be successful.
The legislature must okay the state's seed money, almost $10 billion in voter-approved bonds. The peer group says based on current information, it can't recommend legislative action. Lawmakers like Assembly Speaker John Perez, though, are still on board.
I've yet to see information that dissuades me from making the investment in high-speed rail.
But criticism inside the state capitol is growing. One legislator says he will introduce a bill to put the question back on the ballot and let the voters have another say. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Sun and flat open land. Those are natural attributes that make the San Joaquin Valley ideal for growing crops. But those same qualities are also attracting a growing number of large-scale solar power developers to the region. And that's generating debate over whether farming the sun is, well, really farming. As part of our Climate Watch project, the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca looks at the valley's newest cash crop, electrons.
This huge field in West Fresno County used to be full of tomatoes, but on this day, a monstrous tractor-like machine called a pile driver is planting a different kind of crop, boring thousands of steel poles straight into the soft earth in evenly spaced rows.
Long rows, and they'll put arms that'll hold the actual panels. And the panels are all facing south.
That's PG&E spokesman Denny Boyles.
You want that southern exposure. It gives you the maximum amount of sunlight every day.
He says the company's goal is to produce 500 megawatts of solar over the next 5 years, about enough to power 150,000 homes. Half of that will come from PG&E-owned solar projects like this one. They'll buy the other half from third parties who plan to sell solar power to the grid. That includes farmers used to harvesting more traditional crops, like Aaron Barcellas, who's out with his yellow lab, Maddox. They're checking on a crew planting asparagus in a field about 40 miles north of the PG&E project.
We are a row cropping farm. We grow tomatoes, alfalfa, cotton, pomegranates, fresh market onions, asparagus, and melons.
And now you're going to grow electrons.
And now we're going to grow solar panels. Yes, that is our plan.
The plan is to put solar on about 300 acres of this 7,000-acre farm. But first, Barcellas has to get the okay from county officials. This land is considered prime farmland, protected under the state's Williamson Act, which gives farmers a tax break for keeping their land in agriculture. Fresno County's Board of Supervisors has approved several solar projects on farmland over the last few months.
One thing we have in abundance is sun.
Supervisor Henry Perea.
The challenge, though, that we have is we don't have a diversified economic base. So when we see the cycles of unemployment, they hit us hard. So my strategy and the strategy of some of the other supervisors is to start diversifying our economic base. And we saw solar and see solar as the opportunity to do that.
But Ryan Jacobson's not so sure. He heads the Fresno County Farm Bureau. He's poring over a map of the nation's most productive farm county. It's pockmarked with some 30 red dots, each representing a solar project in the works.
You know, it's just the sheer magnitude. I mean, we started with very few projects on the board a year ago and now like approaching 12,000 acres.
And farmland advocates say that's a serious threat. The State Farm Bureau is suing Fresno County over its approval of a solar project on a farm protected by the Williamson Act. Jacobson says solar should be concentrated on marginal farmland, not land with the best quality soil.
This is an industrial use. I mean, these are large-scale operations right plunked in the middle of agriculture.
But sometimes the best land for farming is also the closest land to substations or transmission lines.
Quite frankly, it's my own naivete.
Solar developers like Carmine Iderola say they didn't realize putting panels on farmland would generate so much controversy here. His Colorado-based company SolarGen came to California intending to put solar on industrial brownfields or other open spaces. But farmland turned out to be cheaper and at first glance less challenging to convert than open land protected by the Endangered Species Act.
I should have known this before I came in, that when you take agricultural land out of production, you're taking food and fiber out of production.
But after months of meeting with farmers, Iderola says he's convinced farm-based solar can work. The Central Valley has plenty of sun, but he says it's lacking a valuable asset. Shade. Iderola is one of a handful of developers working with farmers on designs to plant sun-sensitive crops next to or even underneath solar panels. Aaron Barcellas plans to try that strategy, using solar panels to shade his pomegranates. Sunburn can blemish the fruit. That's just one way Barcellas says solar makes sense on his farm. Another is that it could bring in a reliable income stream to help him weather years when he doesn't have enough water to plant all his fields.
And with today's small margins that exist in farming, we just can't afford to do that year after year. And so when we started thinking about solar, it was something, another diversification that could keep our family farm in existence.
And he says farming electrons doesn't have to cost farm workers their jobs. Several counties here have launched retraining programs teaching farm workers to install solar panels. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
To see the surge in solar projects proposed for one farm county, we have a map link online at californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Wednesday, January 4th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com.